Kane and King.
The Friday Agenda.
It is the Friday Agenda, thanks to Signet Power Every Moment with the Signet Power Bank. And Kingy is like a cat on a hot tin roof. You mentioned the big game at the Adelaide Oval tomorrow, twilight. Brisbane coming to town to take on Port Adelaide. What's your thoughts on the ramifications of this game?
Oh, this is the most significant home and away game in Adelaide for years. Ken Hinckley's got it all on the line. Round one. Absolutely. You look at their first 5 weeks, they play like types. Four of the five games are against contenders. And Port Adelaide, after a decade at the helm for Ken Hinckley, have to be a contender this year. Everyone expects, and I think the club demands, their minimum top four. And if that's to be the case, you have to beat fellow top eight / top four teams to get there. On the road, Brisbane, it's a must. Next week, they come to the MCG for... So if they lose this one, they come to the MCG for Collingwood next week. They won't be favourites to win that. Then there's the showdown, always 50-50 games. Then they go to Sydney to play the Sydney Swans. They've got to travel up there and try and get the 4 points out of Sydney. Hard to do. And then the Western Bulldogs come over and gather around. It's an awful 5 weeks. This is an absolute must this week. He's already fighting against the odds. So he has to start 1-0.
So what are you saying the ramifications would be of a nasty loss?
Well, you just lose faith. The group lose faith. And once you lose that absolute 100% trust from all facets of your football club that you're still the man, it's untenable. That's the reality. Now, it doesn't happen after one round. But if you put those block of five games together...
You expect them to win, though? Like, Brisbane are a very good football team. Like, I get it if Essendon were coming to town and you're saying this. But they're up against a good side.
I mean, right, so they don't beat the good sides.
No, they do, and of course, but the ramifications of a loss to a side as good as Brisbane, you know, depending on the way that the game plays out.
I'm looking at the block of 5 weeks. And if you can't win at home against like types, when will you win against like types at home?
If you want to put something on the agenda, 1300 736 736. On a similar but different note for me, it's West Coast. I cannot believe that North Melbourne are starting this game favourites. So the ramifications for West Coast on the back of a two-win season last year to play North Melbourne with the situation, with the rebuild that they are in, missing some key players in Mackay and Zerha. If West Coast don't turn up with Hearn, with Barras, with Duggan, with McGovern, with Gaff, with Kelly, with Sheed, with Darling, with Cripps, with Oscar Allen, with Liam Ryan, with Luke Shuey, and win this game of football, I think they have the most at stake in round one. How could they not start favourite, West Coast?
Well, they're missing Nick Natanui and Elliot Yeo. They're still missing a few high-calibre players. It's difficult to travel and win. That is a given. We know the numbers on that. And this is a big game for the Kangaroos. The Kangaroos have probably got, I think, three or four games circled at the start of the season that are winnable games, and this is one of them. Mm. I mean, to make the statement to the group, hey, Todd Goldstein is not starting the year in the senior lineup, having played 295 games for the football club and being a warrior over the last few years, a one-man show in that midfield as a ruckman, as a genuine contested beast, I think's the statement this club needs. Okay, no one's safe. Reputations mean nothing. This is it. Line in the sand stuff from Alistair Clarkson. He didn't play Will Phillips, or he's an emergency.
I want to ask you about that, and I want to ask the North Melbourne fans about that. So Will Phillips is not playing. Liam Shields and Hugh Greenwood are playing. What would you rather say? I mean, now Phillips might be the sub, so I get that.
I hate that. Just name him a sub, please.
To your point. But as a North Melbourne fan with the situation they're in, would you rather a pick three in his third year play over Liam Shields, who's been recycled from Hawthorn? I know what I'd rather.
Well, you got to. Well, Riley Phillips.
I think Adelaide, in their fourth year of a rebuild, are in a bit of a different situation. Yeah. And I know you don't give. Well, they're 4 years versus one, and I just think that's that's a, they're actually trying to make finals. I think North Melbourne is much more about developing these players. I kept hearing about how good the preseason was from Will and how fit he was.
He'll be
and then sub. I see Hugh Greenwood get a game over him. I'm going, I'm just asking you the question. If you're a North Melbourne fan, what would you rather see?
Well, I think you've got to have selection integrity. If these guys have performed through the preseason period, they get selected. So on the back of that, there's no point bringing Liam Shields to your football club and not playing him. I mean, he's out there for leadership.
At the expense of a pick three in his third year, everyone told me he's had a big preseason.
Yeah, but he's missed 18 months of footy with glandular fever and the like. So I've got no doubt he'll be sub. Dawson, Goldstein and Young are the others listed as emergencies. I think Phillips will be the sub. The AFL got to look at this. The teams don't read right. You're going to make statements on individual players.
You should start a petition. We need to know. We should start a petition.
Well, you're good with petitions. This is your thing.
That's what I'm saying.
You got form. You had eight people sign that thing last year and you got it over the line.
Let's do this. Fireball Friday, yeah. If we can't get rid of the sub altogether, we'll start a petition.
We don't want to get rid of the sub.
No, I do. I hate the sub.
You keep that petition off
the
books.
Yeah, that's what I said. So that's separate. We will start a petition that when you name your team on a Thursday, you have to include the sub. Chris, want to go back to last night?
Before you go to Chris, if we can call this an outrageous success, how many weeks before the AFL make the shift?
Within a month. Okay. But you probably can't do it without a footy boss, which they're still searching for after months. So that makes
Gil
it
can do it. Gil make one phone call.
Oh, I'm a market mover.
That's at you.
I don't know. It was, but I don't know when I said that. Chris, what did you make of a certain Carlton player's performance last night? Oh, he just dropped off.
He nodded off.
So let's go to Mildura and speak to Matt. G'day, Matt.
Gee, we're having some problems here, aren't we?
Oh, to be fair, I think we had them waiting on the line for about half an hour.
Sorry, boys.
So they probably dropped off. Is there anything else on your agenda?
Yes, of course there is. Now, what's happening at Essendon? What's going on? I just want to play a little bit of audio that Tim Watson spoke about earlier in the week.
You got the head of football and the head of list management. Surely they've got to be in a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah. But maybe they've worked out some way of dealing with the... I don't know. I'm just saying to you, if you've got a problem there, then you've got to fix it.
So,
and it may
Josh
mean
Martin.
That one of them has to go.
This is a great discussion, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, it's hard enough in the AFL competition to compete against 17 teams, let alone competing with your own.
Yourself.
You can't be against all 18. You can't... If you don't have a settled and stable back office, you cannot have success.
What is it with it? Like, I just hear from afar about the factions at Essendon and all of that. Well, what is with the politics at that club? Like, why do so many people want to get involved in certain things? Just let football run football. I mean, there seems to be big egos and Craig Vozzo's come in and changed the way that everyone's reporting to each other and doing it different to other clubs. And I read all this and going, there. Still a mess for whatever reason, the Bombers. All right.
Didn't they do a review to get through all this stuff? Like, what happened to that? What happened to the findings of the review if we're just going to shift who reports to who?
They're there. The findings of the review are there, and they don't make for great reading. Chris, we've got you back. You want to speak about McGovern?
I do, mate. Just a quick one. I might be a little bit picky, but Mitch McGovern last night, like, that ball. You there, boys?
Yeah,
mate.
Listening away.
Yeah. That ball that come in where Lynch marked it, like, if that was Liam Jones, that would have been top tier. He would have absolutely mauled that. If he thinks he's going to, you know, go to another team next year and get paid $800,000 a year, you got to tell him he's dreaming, don't you, boys?
I don't think he's going to get the money that he has received for the current contract. I mean, he's an important player for them, though. He gives them what they need, but... his preseason was interrupted, as it always is, and there was a bit of rust there, particularly when he got fatigued, and there were some mistakes made late. But there was a number of players that made mistakes. So we'll get to Nigel. We'll get to Dean.
He'll still get big money. It's just,
do you reckon?
The same,
do you reckon,
players
get big? No,
have a way to pull.
You say big money, what if he gets paid more than $500,000? And that is big money, but in terms of an AFL wage, it's not. That's ridiculous.
He'll get it. He will get it. He will get it.
Ridiculous.
You watch.
All right, I want to put that on the agenda. We'll be back after the news headlines.